This episode is brought to you by Knowable, a new platform that offers audio courses from the world's best minds straight to your devices. I've been using this app myself for a while, and what I love about Knowable is that it's short form, like a podcast, and at the same time, it's also deep dive, like an audiobook. So if you're into learning new skills and ideas from great people, you'll love this app. For example, one of my favorite NBA players, CP3, Chris Paul, has created a course about a plant-based lifestyle. Now, if you want to adopt that kind of lifestyle, who's better to learn from than CP3, right? Another audio course that I really enjoyed from Knowable is about launching a startup, and it's from none other than the co-founder of Reddit, Alexis Ohanian. My audience gets an annual membership to Knowable for an additional 20% off. So to get instant access to all of their audio courses, just visit knowable.fyi/subscribe and use the code Darius for an additional 20% off. And right now, because they also have an introductory offer, it comes down to $39 a year with the additional discount. So that's a really good deal. I've been using this app for a while now, and I love how each audio course is broken into individual lessons that are around 15 minutes long. So you can quickly consume a good piece of audio, and you can also dive deeper into their downloadable materials and lessons and much, much more. So check out Knowable on knowable.fyi/subscribe. Use the code Darius to claim an extra 20% off. Hey there, and welcome to a new episode of the Darius Farooq Show. On the last episode, I talked about the Stoic path to wealth and the 90-10 rule of investing. If you haven't checked that out, feel free to check it out. But a bunch of people asked me about when it's a good time to invest, or at least some questions related to that. And particularly the main challenge that most of us face are related to savings versus investing. And this is not only something that I've experienced myself and my readers and listeners, but also something that I've been reading about a lot over the last year. I bet that you've read some of those stories as well from people who got totally wiped out after making some bets on the market. And most of them made very stupid decisions to trade in, you know, derivatives and options and stuff that they have no idea about, right? So when I talk about that being a stupid decision, I'm referring to the fact that they have no clue what they're doing. I'm not referring to the actual financial instrument, because I tend to be neutral when it comes to financial instruments and products and assets and all of that kind of stuff, because it might work for some people, right? But if you have no clue what you're doing, the chances that things will go wrong are very high. Okay, so how can you avoid all of that, and how can you figure out when you're ready to invest, right? Because the pull is very big these days. Everyone talks about investing, and you see it everywhere, and it seems like people are getting rich. You know, at least this is what it seems like. I really don't believe it, because it's really difficult to build wealth, because if it was so easy, everybody was rich, you would just buy Bitcoin in 2012 or 13 or whatever, and just wait. And obviously, not a lot of people did that. Most people just cop out and, you know, sell, because it's very emotional. It's up and down, and you don't know what you should do and what's a good way to, you know, live your life and have savings and all of that. So let's talk about that briefly, because it's quite straightforward. The problem is that most of us don't execute our, you know, thoughts and common sense, actually, because everything that I talk about is truly common sense. Let's be honest about that. So let me talk to you about the four phases of personal finance. And I published an article about this as well, which is a personal finance guide with everything that you should know to get started with personal finance, which is, you know, the act of managing and growing your money. But the thing is, there are stages to personal finance. And let me just go over them very quickly, and I'll talk about when it's a good time to start investing. So the first phase is what I call from nothing to something, basically just starting out. After that, phase two, I call gaining traction. This is when you start saving a little bit of money, and your net worth doesn't go down or doesn't stay the same month by month. Phase three is having peace of mind, and this is when you have a little bit of a buffer saved. And phase four, financial freedom, where you have, you know, more freedom to do what you want. You don't necessarily have to be a millionaire to have some financial freedom, but at least you need to be in good financial shape. Okay, so phase one is all about saving. And if you don't have at least 1 month of savings in your bank account, I wouldn't even think about investing. As soon as you see some stuff about investing, just discard it and focus on earning money, right? Don't think about investing, focus on earning, right? Improve your earnings potential, learn new skills, maybe start a business or get a different job, whatever, right? Earn more so you can save something. Then phase two, also, it's too early to think about investing. And phase two, I recommend to save at least 6 months of expenses, because that will give you some peace of mind. And that's phase three. And that's where you want to start thinking about investing, right? So phase three, having peace of mind. This means you have at least 6 months of savings in your bank account. I'm talking about expenses, right? Your fixed costs, your cost of living. If it costs you or your family $2,000 a month, just multiply that by six and there's your number. It will help you to sleep a little bit better in the evening, right? Without worrying about, oh, shit, what if I lose my job? Because always remember that 6 months is enough time to find a new job in today's age. You can learn something new within the time frame if you're really focused, right? And if you stop, wasting your time on entertainment, because at the end of the day, you know, survival and making sure that we move forward is more important than watching some bullshit on Netflix. Okay, so phase three, having some peace of mind. You've saved like 6 months of expenses. Some people like to have a year, who are even more risk averse, me included. And now you're like, okay, let me check out what I can do with the extra money that I earn, right? So in my articles, you might have noticed that I talk about the money that I've dedicated to the stock market, right? For example, or the money that I dedicated to real estate investing. So what I did was the extra money that I started earning, I put that in real estate first, because you can put some money down and buy a piece of property. And it's very low risk if you buy a property that's in a good area and that has a good track record, right? That's the most important thing when it comes to real estate. If you are certain that you are buying a piece of property in an area that has an average, I don't know how you call this, but that the average length of a property is empty, is like, I don't know, 2 weeks or something, you'll be sure to rent it out, right? So the first property that I bought was downtown, the city that I live in the Netherlands. And, you know, I renovated the apartment and I rented it out within a week. And that's because it was in the hottest area of the city. Okay, so if you want to be super low risk, have those criteria for real estate. But remember, it's super competitive. I got that property through an acquaintance, right? I didn't get on the market, because if it got listed on the market, I probably had to pay like 10-15% more, right? So you have to be a little bit lucky as well, or you have to really hustle and tell everybody that you're looking for property. And, you know, these days that also doesn't work, because everybody's doing that already. But remember, you know, you have to do the things that other people are not willing to do. It takes a lot of effort to get started with this stuff, right? Now, if I would start right now with investing, if I got out of phase two, I probably wouldn't get into real estate right now, because I feel like the market is a little bit annoying. There's just too many actors on the market. And also, you know, with the coronavirus, just makes it a little bit annoying. So I would look at investing in a stock market. And in fact, that's what I did after I bought two properties. And for me, that was enough. So now I have some more money, right, that you earn. And you look, you don't have to earn $100,000 a month or whatever, right? You could do this with $100 a month, $200 a month, whatever, right? Anything that you can save beyond your buffer, you can invest. Because why would you leave it on your bank account, right? Earning nothing. And inflation goes up, right? So that this is my thinking behind my strategy. So all the extra money that I earn goes right now, goes into the stock market because I, you know, already invested the initial money that I earned in real estate. So what do I do when it comes to the stock market? I just put it in index funds and 10% I speculate. And I talked about that more in depth on the previous episode. So check that out if you haven't already. But that's when you know when you're ready, right? So if you feel like you are not at that stage of, you know, having extra cash on hand or having, you don't have, you know, some side income or some, you know, additional maybe skills that you're learning, or you have the opportunity to, you know, get a raise, you know, whatever, right? Increase your earnings potential. I honestly wouldn't really be worried about investing that much, because if you start investing with very low figures right now, but you are confident that you can increase your earnings potential and earn more within the next 1, 2, 3, 4 years, you will, you know, kind of make up for this time, right? So at some point, if you could invest with larger numbers, now you'll start making a lot more progress, right? So always think ahead and understand where you are in your life, and don't get bogged down by, you know, being in stage one or two, right? Everybody goes through winters in life. Sometimes you take a step back. That's life, you know, and we have to deal with it, and we just have to keep looking ahead and keep planning and keep strategizing so that we know where we are going. All right. So I hope you found this useful. Check out the full article on personal finance. And like always, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. I'm happy to talk about the challenges that I've, you know, faced as well when it came to personal finance and wealth building and stuff that I'm still working on, obviously, today on the podcast. Thank you for listening. I hope you found this useful. And like always, until the next episode, my friend, take care.